ready to become a professionally trained, skilled, qualified Black woman Christian certified life coach? Check out www.futureblacklifecoaches.com for our upcoming 5-day masterclass. We're talking all things how to make money as a professionally trained, skilled, qualified Black woman Christian certified life coach. Why now is the best time for you to become a Black woman Christian certified life coach, featuring success stories, our coach certification checklist, our Christian coaching personality assessment, and a Q&A day, plus your chance to join us in the original 100 of the one-day Black woman Christian certified life coaching self-study system. www.futureblacklifecoaches.com is the place to be. Hey y'all, welcome to Black Life Coach Radio. Today is a special podcast. Like, I've been waiting for this day. I don't know if my coach has been waiting, but I love talking to our coaches who have successfully completed our one-day Black woman Christian certified life coach self-study system. So this is one of our recent graduates we're chatting with today, and we're going to have some fun. Y'all know how we do. So kick off your shoes, maybe get a notebook, sign a drink, and come laugh with us a little bit, because I'm not going to act right. So coach, who are you? Talk to the people, tell them who you are and what you do.
So I am a wife, a mother, a child of God, and I am now a new certified life coach.
Yeah.
So I'm super excited about that.
Yes, ma'am. What's your name, though? We don't know your name.
Oh, if I must. I am Coach Jada Dixon, and my goal with being a certified life coach is to affect women between the ages of 30 and 40 who kind of lost themselves, whether it be through, you know, being a wife, a mother, just all around, just being everything for everybody else and kind of losing yourself. And so for me, I'm hoping to help guide some women back to themselves, as well as think about entrepreneurship.
I know that's right. Oh, that's good. And this is why I was looking forward to this, because I love how you told everybody what your goal was. You're like, not only am I certified, but I know who I'm called on to help. Okay.
Absolutely.
So thank you for sharing that, Coach Jada. Why did you want to become a Black woman Christian certified life coach? I mean, I know you said you're called to that certain age group of 30 to 40, which that's a generation right there. 10 years is a generation. Mm-hmm. You say we kind of get caught up and lost in these roles that we believe we were designed to play. Born to play, called to play, it's part of our purpose. Mm-hmm. But why do you think specifically that you were like, okay, well, not only am I called to this, but I know I need to get a certification behind it?
Absolutely. So if I could just be transparent, I've lived all of those different things that I want to help the women between 30 and 40 to kind of navigate and figure out what their calling and what their purpose is. And I feel like in my process of healing, with therapy, with self-discovery. I'm not only practicing what I've learned in theory by going through this training, I'm also, you know, providing my experience and being able to connect with those women one-on-one or in group coaching so that they can actually see somebody that's been there, done that, still going through it, honestly, but that has taken the initiative and accepting the calling on their life to be something more than.
Hmm. Tell us more about that. Something more than. I like that.
Well, sometimes we get caught up in labels. And so you are, whether it's taught, whether it's shown, whether it's just by navigating life where you're, I can only be, you know, Church Jada. I can only be mommy. I can only be, you know, wife. And none of the three can ever meet. You can't be that total person. You have to compartmentalize those different departments, if you will, and work on them individually. But I think those different departments are missing each other in the totality of who I am and who that wife, mother, or what have you needs to be. And what I mean by more than, you're more than just those things. Collectively, you create an opportunity. You create an opportunity for one, which is something that I love that you would always say, and I know I won't be able to say it verbatim, but that, you know, understanding who you are and what you're, and what you're more than really entails kind of drives the next person, or is connected to the next person. And so if you don't walk in that, if you don't feel confident in that, then your more than could hinder someone else's more than, or their next step, or their calling, or their purpose.
Come on, slogan. You better learn our slogan. I say it every day, horse or not. You know what? Listen, don't worry, we're going to say it.
I got myself.
I love it. And I also love that you were like, listen, I've been there. I've done that. I played those roles. So do you believe that coming into life coaching and getting certified as a Black woman Christian certified life coach, that you kind of had those people in mind and you knew who you wanted to help because you have been there and done that?
It's kind of half and half. Like, I had an idea, but the program really made me hone in on what that population would be, from the type of person, the personality of that ideal client, to the age range. Because I remember at one point when you and I had a conversation during our coaching coffee, I was thinking like the 20s.
Right.
Trying to reach the ones that are fresh out of the teenage years and trying to grasp them. But, you know, it's one of those things where you and I discussed this, that being 20 is totally different than being, you know, between the ages of 30 and 40. And right. Being able to connect and actually help them navigate in the what's now will be a little bit easier now because I'm closer to that age range. So it was a combination of two where, you know, I had this big lofty dream of helping all the women in the world to say, okay, let's be realistic. Where will your time be more effective? How can you connect with the population, you know, that's selected? And it kind of narrowed that search down. And that doesn't mean that I won't, you know, have some here and there that may be in their 20s. But I think for the most part, honing in and really defining the type of woman that I would like to help along their journey is key. And I did that.
Come on, training. Coaching and coffee is coming through. You better pay attention during our conversation. I love a good note taker and a good action taker. And you have been that. So let's, speaking of the program, let's talk about the program. What led you to the International Center for Life Coach Training, working with Dr. AJ Austin, Crazy Self? Girl, how you get here? How you find us?
Oddly enough, and I've been waiting to tell this story. I've been waiting to tell this story. So I attended, on part of another group, and which Dr. AJ was speaking, and I was like, I found my people. I found, because your personality came through, like, you know, we're in the age of Zoom, so I can't feel, touch, physically be in your presence. So it's always, it's a little bit harder to see someone's true intentions about what their calling is or what they say they're going to do. But when you started talking and you were in your own way, giving your message, and, you know, just being transparent and clear and being honest and being vulnerable, I'm like, okay, this is someone that I can rock with. And then I wasn't able to join at that time, but I made it a point to join the Future Life group on Facebook. And I was like, if nothing else, I will see it pop up. So it'll constantly be in my mind until the opportunity, or until I made the opportunity to invest in myself happened. And that's exactly what happened. You were having a boot camp. And I was like, okay, calendar, gonna be there, you know, be there, be square. I was like, I'm gonna be there. And then once again, at the end of that camp, I said, I can't keep saying, well, one day. And then a couple of months passed. And then I'm frustrated. I'm like, no, today has to be the day. I have to figure out how to make this work. And that's how I ended up here. And it was the best decision that I made. I feel accomplished on so many levels. But then I also had someone, you, I had someone to really help me navigate through that space of doing something for myself and investing in myself. But then also kind of saying, okay, how you doing? How's it going? All right, now go to the next. That was accountability, like, okay, you know, this, where we at this week? How are we going? I knew that every week I was going to have a message from Dr. AJ asking for an update. So it helped me to, you know, keep pushing forward.
Well, I appreciate that you appreciate that nudge. Some people be like these are the words people actually use. And we're going to talk about how we made it a minute again, too. But one lady told me last week, she said, you got me backed up against the corner. I said, no, I do not. Don't do that. Don't say that. I don't do that. If that's how you feel, child, you ain't ready for this world. You need to go and work out your own soul salvation because this ain't going to work. Then she said, well, you done pushed me toward this. No, I did not. I did not push you. So I done been called a purpose pusher, and I be pushing and nudging and pulling and backing. And long as you get there, I guess that's what matters. Because it took a lot for me to get you and a lot of people here, and not you individually, but just to show up in the right space so that you can see and receive the word on that day, okay? Because I had gone through some things and still was determined to show up and share that word. So I'm glad God allowed it to still reach the ears of those who needed to hear it. Because as we know, ministry ain't easy. It ain't no joke, yes. You know, and that's why we have to know that we're called to this thing called coaching. Mm-hmm. And I love that you heard me speak in one group. You said, let me go and join her world. Now, if anybody caught that, she's talking about our complimentary Christian coaching community over at futureblacklifecoaches.com. You should have heard a promo for that at the beginning of this episode. If you didn't, no worries, you'll hear one at the end as well. And she just hung out and planned accordingly. She governed herself accordingly.
Hey.
Pulled out that calendar, put that date of the boot camp, which, by the way, we got one going on right now. You can either watch us live or watch the replay. More than likely, it's going to be replay because my voice have not been voicing for a couple of weeks. So I love that. I love that you're here. And I love that the transparency, the personality, the energy. And you were like, I found my people. Like, I love that. You're like, I need to be there. What do I got to do? So that tells us a little bit to what led us. But why us though? Because you didn't have to say yes. You could have gotten there and be like, okay, she crazier than I thought. She only lit up a little bit when I heard her speak. This lady is just out there, you know, who is this? But what made you say, okay, I'm ready? Like you said, you looked at your calendar, you attended the boot camp, you told yourself, I can't just keep saying one day, because that wasn't a date on the calendar. Exactly. So what made you stick with it and go through with it? What kept you moving forward?
Your transparency, quite honestly. Like, I'm in that space now where, well, I guess it's just the age now where it's like everything is showy, showy, showy. You have to show up and do this and do that and present yourself a certain way. But I like your transparency. Like, you never knew, you know, you would never know where you would show up. You could be in your space in your house. You could be outside. You could be wherever that message was laid on your heart, you went ahead and just said, here I am. In all my glory, and y'all gonna have this message here today. And so for me, you know, in search of finding a program or training, one, never found one that was certified. And I'm one of those sticklers about, you know, just signing up for stuff just because I count my coins.
Okay.
But then secondly, it was, I guess, what you provided in the boot camp was like a preview to what I got by actually going through the training. And it was consistent. You've been consistent since I saw you in January, just with your personality and your transparency. But then you add on the boot camp. Okay, this is the same person showing up. She's still one and the same. And then, you know, the message and the strategies and the information that you provided, might I add, it was phenomenal. And then I said, okay, well, what am I going to get? I won't know until I get in the training. Mm. But I will say it is consistent. It is consistent all the way across. And I think that's what, even prior to coming into the training, your consistency with who you are and what you represent and what you present was like, okay, I am I'm a creature of habit. So when I see someone that is consistent and transparent and is more about training the individual than getting another coach to say, I coached that person, you're actually involved in the individual and how to make them the best certified life coach that they could be.
Right. And I appreciate those two words, consistency and transparency, because lately consistency has been my word for everything. And I love that y'all love that. Like you said, in the moment, wherever the word drops on my heart, I could be living and driving. I used to do audios and drive so I can keep my hand on the wheel. I'm at the library right now. I was like, let me get in a quiet space so we can have some good background silence, okay? Because other than that, you know, I would have been driving or eating or shopping. And I'm gonna go do all that when I leave here. But
no judgment.
I love that we have the opportunity to do that. Like you said, we're in the age of Zoom. And I know coaches who are sticklers about protocol. And I'm like, well, that's the beauty of being a coach. So you can create your own protocol, your own rules, your own freedom. And my job in being transparent / consistent is to show you guys the possibilities, or as I heard another coach put it, the picture of possibility. And you're like, oh, I can do that. Like, I can sneak off and go record. I'll record in the bathroom. I've done it all because it has to get out. Otherwise, it is just a someday I'll talk about this on a live. Someday I'll record a podcast. Someday I'm like, let me get it out. Now, most of the time, I forget that I've done it. Like, we got some backup episodes of some coaches that I haven't released. I was like, ooh, I got to get the episode out. That was a good episode. So I'll forget, but at least I know it's done. Because those days where you just don't want to show up, you got it in the archives. So I thank y'all for showing up and getting something in that moment, because you do not know who's listening. You don't know who needs to hear what. So I do. I risk it all. Not just show up, you know, hair done or not, on and off screen. That's what it's about for me. That represents freedom. So thank you for sharing that, because again, a lot of people don't know what's possible as a coach, as an entrepreneur. Some of our newer coaches were like, you know, what can I do with this certificate? Sure, you can do whatever you want. You know, like you said, just stay consistent. So let's talk about that, because I love that you said, from the time you heard me speak at the top of the year to you showing up in our complimentary Christian coaching community over at futureblacklifecoaches.com. Then you joined the boot camp training. Then you said yes to coming to train with us. So let's talk about what that Black Woman Christian Life Coach Certification Self-Study System training process was like for you, because now you're in the training. Like you said, the boot camp was the preview. You're like, okay, what happened? You got in, then what?
The program, it was laid out in a way that it was just step by step, boom, 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 boom. And the way that you had it set up, it allowed check-ins to make sure that, okay, you're not going too far ahead, or like, because it is, you know, it's set up at your pace to do it, you know, in your timing. But I could see how easily it could be to skim through stuff and then jump to the next step. But the way that you had the check-in set up, you know, you could kind of keep us on track and see where we were. And once again, those once a week check-ins were crucial for me, because there was, you know, a little bit of that fear, a little bit of that imposter syndrome creeping up as to, am I really prepared for this? Because the way that the program is set up, the conversations that you have, the coaches that have already gone through the program could, and they're great. And you're like, wait a minute, I just started the program. I'm not prepared for all of these things. But I got a chance to see you in action. Once again, we're in the Zoom age, so I couldn't physically be in person and, you know, the feel and the being in the atmosphere and in the room. But I got a chance to see it in action. It allowed me the flexibility, being a mom and a wife and a business partner with my husband. I don't always have huge amount of time, you know, slots to just really sit down and commit to it. It allowed me to, you know, listen with my earbuds in my ear while I may be doing something with the kids, or it would allow me to sit and take notes. I could physically see your face and your, because your face, facial expressions are everything. I'm a mixture of auditory and visual. So mm-hmm. some days, it depends on the day. And so being able to see your joy and your happiness and your spirit and your encouragement and your laughter would give me like a boost of energy to keep going. And then with the auditory, like I said, it allowed me to move around and move about and then stop if I need to and make a note. I can rewind and, you know, do that type of thing. But you laid it out. It's user-friendly. To put it in a nutshell, it's user-friendly and it's adaptable to any type of learner, depending on the day. I'm a multitasker as well, so I can do a lot of different things at the same time while I went through the program.
That's awesome. And I want to appreciate you because I could tell, like you said, every little check-in point, I can tell where our coaches are going through the certification process. And I have it set up that way to know, like, what is their learning style? What is their, I forgot how I heard it recently, but basically how you manage your time. Mm-hmm. So it's like, what is your time management style? What is your schedule? You know, are you like me where, yeah, I'll go book a study room or a corner in a cafe and learn straight for 2 hours. And all I need is something to drink and the bathroom, you know, and I can sit and focus, like you said, with your headbuds in. We have one coach. I just know in my knower that she skipped and she scanned through and I don't know how she dodged the check-ins, but she did it. And I was impressed, Jada, but I could not be mad because that's exactly how I learned. So I said, here I am training little baby Dr. AJ's. I'm also that full engulfer. Like one program I've been in for 90 days, they had 200 videos and I'm halfway through.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I pay to be here. You know, I'm invested mentally and I don't want the FOMO of, oh, I should have. What if, what did I miss? Wait a minute. I didn't see that part. And I remember she said that. So I do both. I spend my time and do it. I can tell that's how you learn. And I so appreciate it because it makes it worth it to keep adding stuff to the program. Like I do, like right now we have over $14,000 of bonus programs in it. As you know, because I see all your little requests that come through, like Jada wants access to this. And I'm like, click, give her, let her in, go, go, go. And I'm trying to see like, okay, how long is it going to take? I try not to get on y'all's nerves. Like, what part you on, girl? What you got? But you know, I will check in. What's your takeaway? What you learn? You know, because I want to know that it works. And I have a team of support who I say, you know, we're trying this new thing. I've incorporated some different styles of training. I mean, here's what our coaches are getting out of it. Yes, they're completing it. These are the results. So people around the world are actually watching your progress and you don't even know it.
Exactly.
So the little check-in points are for me and it's for, you know, those who I share our numbers with who are on what I call my wise counsel to say, here's how you make the program even better for future Black life coaches. So even showing up today, this is us sewing into the next generation of coaches. Like you got your, what you say, 30 to 40, you got your generation. We got our generations because they represent coaches in different walks of life. So people that are like you who said, you know, I can't keep saying someday. Absolutely. And then we got people who said yes years ago, but here they are not really doing what they know God has called them to do as a coach. So they're like, okay, maybe I need a refresher. I need to get recertified. I need to refresh my memory on what coaching is, what I can do, how I can impact, how I can create some income in addition to every other, like you said, role that they play in their lives as wife, mom, colleague, all the things, right? Mm-hmm. So let's talk about hacks for those future coaches or any tips that you can give to any future Black woman Christian certified life coach, like something that got you through. Like I know you said you put your headphones in, you stepped away for a little bit. What is another hack that comes to mind with how you made it through the content in the Black woman Christian certified life coach self-study system?
I think, I don't know if it's a hack, but I think, and this may sound weird, but is to give, constantly give yourself permission to just be and to just do it. Not so much focusing on being the perfect life coach. And I did that by way of watching Dr. AJ, whether she knows it or not, but watching her just show up and show out. And, you know, that kind of removes some of that expectation, that fear, that imposter syndrome, that, you know, I can't do it. What am I doing in this space? To constantly do that. I think also the way that you have it set up is, it's important to go through those aha takeaways. Because even, I know I'm fresh, I'm a few months in, a couple of weeks in as being certified, but now I literally have a notebook to refer back to say, okay, is this in line with what, you know, my purpose and my calling it is, or is this a misaligned thought that I'm having? And so it kind of, it creates this space where one, as Dr. AJ would say, you're your first coach. So you're coaching yourself as well as learning through this training. You're creating a space for you to be, to learn and to be great. But then also at the end of that, if you go through the process genuinely, authentically, and unapologetically, then you will create a notebook that you can refer to for years and years and years and years to come, even when you're having good days, bad days, so-so days, to kind of, you know, go through those different thought processes to kind of get you out of your funk, if you will. So that's what I go back to. Definitely, like, don't skim over that. Don't skip that. That's an important thing to have. I think also, and we laughed about this as well when I was doing the assessment, and I still listen to this playlist almost every day. Because it takes me through all my different genres of music.
Yes. The genres, the emotions, the dance parties, but yes, we have a playlist that comes. And then I just found out some more juicy goodness. I ain't gonna drop that yet, but we got some in the works as it relates to our playlist on Spotify. I'm so excited about it. To hear that, you know, you're using it, and those songs were inspired that helped get me through. You know, some days you do gotta just walk away and go shake it off a little bit, which is really why I'm out of the house office today. I'm like, I need to go let my brain focus on something else. And I did have my music playing right before you went live here, because you just have those moments. And it's a range of music which matches emotions, everything from meditation to worship to some gangster rap. You just never know.
I won't get started, but
look, those are the roles too now. That those are all the roles that are within. Yeah, we can get a prayer through, but what old boy say, try Jesus, not me. All that is mixed in that playlist, okay? Like, listen, what you say, depend on the day.
Exactly. And I use it on a regular basis, and I even play it. Well, some of it I play out loud, but it gives me that little boost of energy. To kind of push forward, because sometimes I can get dazed over with trying to create, you know, documents and forms. Oh, I got to come back to that thought. But then also the idea of creating my own life coach business is, well, being an entrepreneur in general, is the struggle is real. And so when you can give something that gives you that boost of energy and excitement, like, I'm just going to keep it on repeat and keep moving and keep moving, because it kind of takes me out of that headspace. But what I also wanted to, as another tip, the templates. Everything that you need to start your life coach business is in that training. It is in that training. It helps you put things together so you're not starting from scratch. So once again, it is key that you go through those exercises. It is key that you make a notebook for yourself that you can refer back to and that you can utilize within your own life coach business. And then the last tip is to go to the bonus resources. There's so much. Like what she said about the amount of bonus resources that she has in this training, it's crazy. It's crazy, from the books to the audios to conversations to, you know, joining opportunities that you might not be aware of. Take advantage of all of that. You know, you're paid for it. You might as well take all of it in its glory and work it to your advantage. So those, I think, are the tips that stick out of my head the most.
Yes, and not only did you pay for it, but you didn't pay full price that I could have charged for. You know, like it could be a $20,000 price. And the price is increasing gradually. So if you've been on the fence, Coach Jetta is telling you what to do. Down and move forward, because I don't want to hear. Now, I'm going to say it like I said on our boot camps. Listen here, if you don't get it what it is today, then congratulations. You'll be blessed with the opportunity to invest in yourself at a higher level in the future. That's how we look at that. Mm-hmm. And it's always a blessing, because it's still way more value than you can really put a price on. But I'm so excited that you're getting what you need out of it. Like, that's the most important part for me. And you don't have to do everything that I do, but I love that you're enjoying what I share, because what I share is from my own personal experience, not stuff that I've heard or copied and pasted from other people's programs. No, ma'am, this is me. And like you said, it's no joke being an entrepreneur. But when you have the journey or the path paved for you, it helps you to get there quicker. Absolutely. You have less gray hairs. You have more voice. Y'all hear my voice is gone. My neighbor talking about, can't have you tried not talking. I'm like, listen, neighbor, I don't have that luxury. Okay. So I've done the work for you. Absolutely. And I put it there and it sits there ready to be activated for anyone who's ready to use it. And yeah, that certificate is a highlight. Yours is literally fresh off the press. I'm like, let me get this out. So we just ordered new supplies and we got so much stuff going on. But yes, yours is literally in the mail as we speak. Yours and a couple other coaches. One coach, she just, as we're talking, she's in my inbox like, I just got my graduation gift. Thank you so much. Hey, Coach Dina. Coach Dina just sent me a message as you were talking. And I'm like, I can't wait to see her picture. Because when y'all get y'all's gifts, I want to see the pictures and the t-shirts and the coffee mugs and the name. Like, I smile just as big as you guys do, believe it or not. But it's just my favorite part of sharing, you know, what I love. And to see that joy spill over out of abundance is definitely from a place of overflow. And I love that. So speaking of favorite, oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, but I think that is what I was talking about earlier. We're investing in ourselves, but you are also investing in us. And your ability to be genuine with us and in your joy and excitement for us, that just makes us want to do it even more.
I thank you for that. And the words that you share really encourage my spirit to know that this is working, so I don't have to switch to mama mode or auntie mode and start fussing and yelling and preaching, but I can stay in a place of joy to be like, look what you get. You get a name tag. Oh, what about a coffee mug? You know, and the fact that our early coaches, we call them the founding 50, they planted these like, oh, what if we had t-shirts? What if we had hats? What if we had journals? What if? So these are their seeds that they planted for future generations. That's why it gives me joy to say, Camille, guess what, girl? Everybody got a shirt now, you know? And the t-shirts were her, you know? So I know where this comes from. I listen to you guys and I do. My goal is to sow as many seeds as I can without doing the work for you, because I can be a smotherer too, to be like, well, let me look this up and let me sit. And I have had to back up because I got tired real quick because it's 182 of y'all right now. So let's talk about your favorite part of the Black Woman Christian Life Coach Certification Self-Study System. Any of the activities, the templates, the videos, the audios, the anything jump out to you to say, oh, now I really like this part. What was your favorite?
Listen. So all of them were really, really good. And it really stirred up some things in me. But that prophetic manifestation, man. Mm-hmm. I said, all right, I'm in the right place. Because, you know, oftentimes, and I know I'm not alone, but I'm going to speak for myself. You know, you try to negotiate with God. Uh-huh. You say, God, okay, I know you want me to do this, but what if I do this instead? Mm. And he's like, that's not what I told you. And I'm like, but God, you sure? Because I feel like everybody's doing it.
She said, God, you sure?
I love it. Like, he's tired of me. I'm always on the main line.
And I'm just,
you know, setting the atmosphere, being consistent, being open, being a vessel to receive, and to manifest those things that God has called for you to do or me to do as an individual. Like, it went hand in hand with, oddly enough, but to me it made sense. It went hand in hand with the training that you provided with us, because I can see that God is all up in you and through you and all that you're doing. So it's not coming from a place of self. It's you accepting the calling that you have on your life, and you're now sharing it with other Black women who will then share with other Black women, and it just continues and continues, and it does nothing but make the kingdom even better. So I'm not
girl, because I'm right there with you now. I'm right in the library trying to whistle. Don't you, Jada?
I'm not gonna do it. But I will say the prophetic manifestation was the best for me. It affirmed and confirmed some things for me, and it gave me the permission to just be me and to stand in my truth and stand in whatever it is God has for me. I think I always joke, I'm a recovering people pleaser. Mm-hmm. So needing the validation of others, like, does this make sense? Am I doing this correctly? And more often than not, the Lord is like, I didn't, that wasn't for them. Mm. That was for you.
Yeah, to Jesus.
Stop asking people.
I know. And we're guilty of that. I can definitely attest to that. And that's we just did an article feature for the National Association for the Self-Employed. That's one of our bonus resources that comes in the course, by the way.
Yes,
and they paid me for that article, Jada. That's why I be trying to, y'all better follow in my footsteps. So I sent my friend a picture being petty. Girl, look at the check that came in the mail yesterday. Because she was putting it off too. She said, let me go join real quick. But I shared it because they did an interview on our company, and they were asking, you know, what would be a piece of advice you would give to new coaches. And that is literally my advice. No one else has your answers. Mm-hmm. So you got to stop looking within other people for what, like you said, God has told you to do. And you can't really get your answers from outside of your relationship with God. So that prophetic manifestation hits because, number one, I fought God on making the course. It took me a year to do it. And then I met a coach who gave me 40 days to do it. And I said, okay, Jesus, I'll see you 40 days and 40 nights. And so by the time, and she ain't even a Christian coach, she cussed me out. If you don't get the, and I said, yes, Lord. So we got it done. And several of our coaches have access to it. And it was inspired because another fellow future coach, she said, you know, I sit and have watched your life from the short time that I've known you, and you bring in, we call it the fivefold ministry now. It ain't your traditional fivefold. So everything from money making, marketing, mindset, ministry, and manifestation. That's our five parts, or also known as SLAP. Okay, that's what my other coach calls. So she's like, that's what God just uses to slap you into place. And that one of those M's is manifestation. That's why it's called prophetic manifestations, because I can tell God, like I just did a couple weeks ago, and our check in the mail yesterday was a receipt of it. I said, Lord, thank you for an extra $5,000 this week. And by the time we got to the end of the week, I had everything from an increased credit line to sponsorship to a free course to a couple checks in the mail, refunds. Like, the list went on, and it literally totaled $5,000. So the manifestation is real. A lot of it is not addressed within the four walls of the church. But yeah, as a coach, I was always told that my ministry was bigger than those four walls. Mm-hmm. And to be able to line it up with the word, and now to hear that our coaches are being blessed with it. Y'all been boxing with God, but as the play say, our arms are too short to box with God. Mm-hmm. So now you get what you need out of my obedience and the fact that I know my manifestations come from me agreeing with God and saying, yes, Lord, doing what he's shown me, and then not knowing what's waiting on the other side. The abundance, the blessings, the overflow. And you're like, dang, I should have did this sooner, you know?
Well, let me share this with you. So a couple of years ago, I've worked in the realm of academia and research for almost 8-9 years. And then I took my husband and I discussed and we made the choice that, you know, I would be at home for the next, you know, few years or what have you. But my youngest, who's 4, who's he's more independent now, so I'm a little bit more flexible. But I said, God, you know, I know this is not for me right now. Like, just being in this space, this is not all to me. I'll say it that way. That there's so much more, so much that you will have me to do, but I need to be connected with like-minded people or be in areas where I'm not... I won't say I'm not the top in the group, but because I always thought outside of the box, I'm always the weird the weird one that's just not quite fitting in the hole. And I prayed, I said, Lord God, you know, just create opportunities for me to connect with, you know, groups of like-minded people. And a lot of that stuff is coming to fruition. And so when I say I saw you in January, and then I joined the group, and then the Facebook group, and then I went to the boot camp. It is something that I have been praying for the last couple of years. And to see me pushing through and reaping some of that, those opportunities by just being connected with you, you know, if nothing else, confirmation that, one, I'm in the right path in which I'm supposed to go according to what he has called me to do, but then also that you are where you need to be at this moment, at this present time. And I'm gonna stop.
Amen. Because I know we could go on and on. They're about to kick me out in just a minute. They're about to close. We're shutting down the library. That's how I do, though. I've been kicked out of coffee shops, now the library. I know they're gonna peek in here in a minute, so let me wrap this up.
Okay.
Look, just as I said that, the librarian peek around the corner. Hey, I'm coming. All right, let's wrap this up. Let's see. I had a couple more questions and we can do like a rapid fire. Okay. Any aha moments or takeaways from the training that just kind of stuck with you? Any golden nuggets that you want to share?
One, everything that you need is within you to become an awesome life coach. What Dr. AJ has put together would just bring that out of you. She sets you up to succeed, not to fail. And she is there along the way. She doesn't just give you, you know, the training and just say, okay, finish it, send me, you know, payment, here go your stuff. She actually walks you through it. And you can't go wrong with going through the program, the training.
Yes, I love that. And what did you learn or discover or rediscover about yourself going through our Black Woman Christian Life Coach Certification Self-Study System?
That I'm capable of shifting gears, focusing on myself, and pushing through, not only for me, but for other people that are to follow.
Yes. And what would you tell those people that are to follow? What words of wisdom would you give a fellow future Black woman Christian certified life coach who's kind of on the fence? Maybe they're still lurking. Maybe they're thinking about it. Maybe they're praying about it. Maybe telling me. Maybe they are like you. They're in the group over at futureblacklifecoaches.com and they have not yet completed the basic training or the boot camp or our masterclass. What's something that you would tell them to help them to make a decision?
I would say, you know, get off the bench, get ready to play. You are the only person that is holding you back. And take the chance and invest in yourself. It is an investment in yourself to be the best person that you can be. So why wouldn't you get off the bench, get your marching orders, connect, join, and start the training today? You won't regret it, because it not only teaches you to help others, but you're also helping yourself through the process, which it only can only create a legacy for all those who are connected to you.
I love that. And any other final words of wisdom or advice that you want to give?
Connect as much as you can within the Facebook groups. Whenever you get a message from Dr. AJ, respond. Make sure you connect with other coaches, whether it be the Future Life Coach group, but then also the Ladies of Legacy, to keep that momentum going. You know, isolation is not the the route to take. Have accountability partners, motivate yourself, take, joy at all that's being provided to you, and look into those resources. You know, she's laid it all out.
And finally, any future goals or any plans now that you're a newly certified Black Woman Christian Certified Life Coach, any type of goals or plans you have set or any type of success you've had since you received your certification as the newly certified Black Woman Christian Certified Life Coach?
We are actually revamping. So my husband and I have a company together. We're revamping the company so that I can now add on the life coaching component of it. So that's one of our goals. We're revamping everything from website to offerings and services, as well as working towards a financial goal for the year so that we can stay on track. Definitely working on some one-to-one coaching sessions. Right now, I'm going to do a couple of free ones just to kind of get my feet wet, And then eventually venture into group coaching, potentially public speaking, just getting my message out to the masses, but then also taking the time individually to connect with those and making sure that they are being the best, to themselves as well as what they can offer to give, what they can offer and give to the community. Because that's my biggest thing is community development, mental health, all of those different things rolled into one. And I think by doing this, I'll be able to achieve that.
I love that. And as they literally just knocked on the window, like tapping her wrist at the time, tell people where they can find you, learn more about you as a new coach, what you got going on and coming up, and we'll wrap it up from here.
Absolutely. So like I said, we're working on our website, but it's dixonsllc.com. We are currently working on that, so definitely keep an eye out, coming soon. I am Jada D underscore Mompreneur on Facebook and Instagram. It's more of a lifestyle of being mom, homeschool, wife, and entrepreneur. Definitely have some things coming down the pipeline. I am going to create something separate for life coaching, but that's to come. And then lastly, I will be speaking at, because I am a homeschool mom, I will be speaking at the Black Family Homeschool Conference in July between the 10th and the 15th. So I'm starting the ball rolling, but more is to come.
I love it. It has been a plum-pleasing pleasure, as Dr. Les Brown would say, to be your coach, your master life coach trainer, to stay connected. I love that you told people don't dodge, because she'll find you. I got y'all's address, your email, your Facebook. I know your kids, but they look on camera because y'all be yelling at them on mute, sometimes off mute. Thank you for being here and being a part of our family, friends and family, and just being you, pouring back. You're giving more than you know. So thank you for taking time out of your busy day with your roles and your schedule and just using it to pour into the next generation. Your seed will definitely be sown into good ground and just prepare to reap a harvest. So you ready to say our wrap up motto? I'm going to say it slow and you can kind of jump in. I know you said at the beginning of the episode, you don't really have it memorized. So here we go. You ready?
I'm going to try.
There is someone
who is waiting on you.
To do what? Walk.
Oh, walk in your purpose.
And your destiny. So they can walk. walk into theirs, because it's when you let your own light shine, you give others permission to do the same. And as you know, Coach Jane, when you impact one life as a Black woman Christian certified life coach, you're impacting what?
Everyone.
Generation. There we go.
I'm struggling.
This has been so much fun, Coach Jada. I'm so excited to hear who listens and what they get out of it. And until we meet again, my friends, you guys have a phenomenal rest of your day. If you haven't joined us over at futureblacklifecoaches.com, make sure you join us. And this is where I'm going to invite you again after we break. Y'all have a great day. God bless. Bye, y'all.
Are you looking to become a professionally trained, skilled, qualified Black woman Christian certified life coach? Check us out at www.futureblacklifecoaches.com for our complimentary coaching community, where we have upcoming challenges, masterclasses, and boot camps for all of your Black woman Christian certified life coaching training needs.